This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
It is the 4 o'clock hour. So Giants and Athletics at Oracle Park Saturday, this Saturday, May 17th. First 15,000 get a puffer vest. You can get tickets at sfgiants.com. We've got a four-pack of them right here that we're going to give away in this 4 o'clock hour, courtesy of Ghirardelli. So just keep on listening. Your chance to win is coming up real soon. Giants A's four-pack on Saturday. So stay tuned. We'll give you further direction shortly. All right, back to the phones. Joe in San Jose. Hi, Joe. What's up?
Hey, just wanted to say, yes, the Warriors should have a plan. They shouldn't roll over just because Steph's out. We lost the series on Saturday, honestly. Last night we got beat. We only showed up for one half. They came out in the third quarter last night, and Anthony Edwards just took over. The Timberwolves played great. They did what championship teams are supposed to do. They responded. They came out in the second half, did what they needed to do to win the game, and we got beat. But Saturday, we gave that game away. Draymond played crappily on Saturday. Stupid fouls, unnecessary fouls. He gets his fifth foul on a replay, and then not more than 30 seconds later fouls out of the game with 5 minutes left in the game. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Just unnecessary fouls, no production. Why he thinks we're going to win games with Steph out and him getting 2 points and Pods getting 5 points and Draymond with 5 turnovers and 6 fouls and Gary Payton not shooting the dang ball, it's just not going to happen. They and Jimmy Butler not scoring anything in the last like 7.5 minutes of the game. You're just they gave that game away. That was our game. We should have had it. The series should be 2-2 right now, and it's not. And it's unfortunate, but that's just kind of what happened.
Yeah.
As far as Steph goes, as far as what Steph goes, he's hurt. No, he shouldn't play tomorrow. If he's hurt, he's hurt. The team needs to carry on without him. Before this series, I think the Warriors were something like 7 wins, 4 losses without Steph, and now we're like 7-7 or 7-8 or something like that. They've won without him before. They still need to win without him. That's a sign of a championship team. Your star goes down, he gets hurt, injuries happen. You need to pick up and move on. So no, Steph shouldn't play tomorrow night. The last thing in the world we need him doing is getting another injury and taking him out for next year.
Yeah,
I mean, it's not what needs to happen.
No, and Joe, he won't. He's not playing tomorrow night. That's already been announced. I might have done a poor job of sort of phrasing the question that we were throwing out to all of you callers when I said, should they have a plan B? And Joe says, well, of course they should have a plan. Right. Yes. And they do. Whether it's working or not, whether you agree with it or not, that's fine. Yes. Have a plan. My question is more like, should we still expect the Warriors to be able to function in the playoffs against a really good team when Steph is out? I don't agree with what Joe just said there at the end. If you're a championship team, you pick up without your star and you move on anyway. No, you don't. That's not what history suggests.
Yeah, it's difficult.
No, you don't.
It's difficult.
And this team, this is not just any star. This is not like the Cavs missing Donovan Mitchell. This is literally one of the best players in the history of this sport. And he is the highest paid player in the game. So there's no question that the roster is top heavy. And I support that. It should be that way. And this is the risk you take in that situation, which is if he gets hurt, you're hosed. And I hate to say it that way, but that's how I feel the Warriors are right now.
Yeah,
I think they're hosed.
I don't necessarily agree with the fact that they're hosed, and I agree with the caller about Game 3 Saturday night, where that's the one where you had Jimmy Butler play well and Draymond Green did not. So you're only hosed if your other two stars don't play well. And I know it's a big ask to have them both play great, but you had Kuminga with a couple of step-up games, and you had Jimmy play well in one. I thought Draymond was good-ish last night. He was fine.
It was fine.
The game got away from the Warriors, and then it didn't really matter what Draymond did. He hit some early threes. He defended really well, I thought. He had a couple of turnovers that had me, like, screaming at the TV,
He's had that almost every game. He's had some frustrating turnovers.
So you take their stars against your stars last night. Their stars were better. In order to stay in that game, you would need the others to not spit up on themselves. And that's basically what every other member outside of Kuminga did.
I guess maybe here's an extension of what I'm saying, though. Look, this is the NBA. You have to be accountable for your play. So if you're going to go 1-for-10 in games like Pods did a couple of games ago, you're going to get fans riled up, and they're going to call that out, and that's fine. And I don't think these guys have a problem with accountability. However, I do give all of the players, all of them, some grace in that their jobs are much harder. Their jobs are not the same. And I think that a lot of people, they look at these players through the exact same lens as when Steph is playing. The first thing out of Jimmy Butler's mouth, literally after the injury, no joke, first interview, Warriors win game one, and they asked him when he got to the podium, "What'd you learn out there today?" And he said that basketball is a lot harder when Steph Curry is not on the floor. And that's true for all of them. So I give them that grace. Their shots are not going to be as easy. The offense is not going to flow the same way. They all have a different role, and that role becomes more important and harder. And so, of course, you're going to get, at least on a given night, a lot of them are going to underperform. Because some of them are being asked to do things they're not usually capable of doing.
Well, that's most of them.
Right.
And that's where, you know, I push back on a lot of the Pod's criticism, because, yes, you would hope that he would be better than 1-for-10 and 3-for-14. And he shot 14 times, and he made three of them, and that's really, really bad.
4-for-24 these last two nights?
I believe so.
Yeesh.
But that's bad. But for me, the bigger point is you're asking him and you're needing him to do that, because Jimmy Butler shot 9 times and Moses Moody is not really in the rotation. Kuminga is cooking, let JK cook, but you're not getting offense from really anybody. And some of these shots that Pods is taking are like the you take it guy.
Late clock
bombs, and it's like, the poor guy's percentage is not good anyway, and now he's shooting 28-foot step-backs because the clock's at 1.
I think a lot of guys have had at least a handful of these since Steph Curry went out, and I think it was Shasky this morning who called them grenades.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're grenades. And if you don't know what that means, is like somebody's trying to penetrate, and then there's 3 seconds on the shot clock, and it doesn't work, or they go around a corner, and Rudy Gobert is standing there, and they're like, oh, crap. And so they just turn around and throw it to somebody flat-footed 4 feet beyond the three-point arc. And there's 2.1 seconds to go on the shot clock. And so it's like a fall-away huck job up toward the hoop just to see if you can hit the rim. And it goes flying into the third row. And fans are looking at it going, dude, this guy's cold. Like, no, the offense is out of sync, obviously.
Yeah.
And it should be. It should be. The whole thing has cratered. They don't have Steph Curry. It's not going to look the same. And I fully accept that. Let's go to Smitty in the city. Hi, Smitty. Thanks for calling.
What up, guys? I just wanted to say that I think Warriors fans should be happy where we're at in the second round of the playoffs. You know, in my opinion, that this team – Colts roster, even at the beginning of the year before Jimmy, was a kind of quiet rebuild, if you want to call it that. You know, our expectations were low. Even after getting Jimmy Butler, you know, it wasn't like Jimmy was going to win us a championship. What getting Jimmy did was put us back in the conversation for ownership to kind of maybe dig deeper into that pocket and maybe make some acquisitions next season. This was kind of the test run, and we've shown that the test run is good and can work. So next year we'll come back stronger, make some acquisitions, and make a run at it. Other thing I wanted to say.
Go ahead, Smitty, if you had another thing.
And then just D'Anthony Melton, I was just wondering if you guys think that he would have been a huge – I mean, he was playing great ball before he got hurt, and it's clear we could have used him. Just having one more good caliber player on the team could have really helped us, and I think next year we'll get a couple more of those players and can make a better run at it.
Smitty, thanks. I know a lot of Warrior fans would love to see D'Anthony Melton back with the team next year. I don't know physically what shape he'll be in, if he's interested, if the Warriors are interested. I have no idea. But in a very, very short period of time, he raised some eyebrows, that's for sure.
Right, and a lot of this is dependent on whether or not Joe Lacob wants to get on up into that second apron, because you look at next year and you got 59.6 for Steph and 54.1 for Jimmy and 26 for Draymond.
Yeah, but Melton was a mid-level exception guy, and you will have that again.
Right, but so, you're going to, no matter what you spend in the mid-level, that's going to take you up into that second apron.
That's okay.
And also, you're going to have to figure out what to do about Looney, Kuminga, and Payton, who are all, like, two of them are real free agents, and Kuminga's restricted, so if Kuminga can command 25, I don't think you can pay him 25 and pay a guy in the mid-level, and then, you know, surround him with Noxie and Gee and the fellas.
Yeah.
That, to me, is not the answer. So I know this is not a conversation for today, but the roster construction is going to be very, very difficult.
Oh, it has been for a very long time. Yes, absolutely. It has been for a very, very long time. And this offseason, whenever it gets here, will be no different, I'm sure. If you haven't already, make sure you subscribe to Willard and Dibs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you find your favorite podcast. While you're there, Steiny and Goo, The Morning Roast with the Joes, and you can check out their reactions earlier today to last night's loss. All right. A lot of people want to weigh in, and we're going to keep going with you. 888-957-9570. Stay right where you are, group. Okay. Chris Spencer, Charlie Adam, Mick H. We see all of you, and we're coming. And then Steve Kerr's coming too. Steve's going to be here in about 45 minutes on Willard and.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dibs.
Alexander Walker to Reed. Warriors back in the zone. Alexander Walker penetrates. Lob to Gobert, and everything the Wolves are doing coming up roses right now.
Yeah, just hit a seam, drew Draymond over to him, and then threw it over the top of Draymond to Gobert. Nice play by Alexander Walker.
Dub Nation, it's Draymond Green. My head coach Steve Kerr joins Willer and Dibs today right here on 95.7 The Game.
Well, hello, everybody. Guess what?
Talk to me.
Well, first off, people, the Sacramento Athletics are coming to town.
That's not their name.
I know.
Not their name.
Sorry. The artists formerly known as the Oakland A's.
Yep.
Are coming to town. And they'll play the Giants. They're still here.
I'm a Giants fan.
Thank you, Peter McGowan. And we've got tickets. And this Saturday is not just Giants A's, but first 15,000 through the doors, puffer vest. Puffer vest. So you get to look like one of those people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. John Sally.
Yeah. Puffer vest. That means you got a good salary. You walking around in a...
I'll save it for Friday.
A puffer vest.
I'll save it for Friday.
Oh, yeah.
The Legion of D's. That guy is such a D.
He got
with the long, the collared shirt, the long sleeve dress shirt, and the puffer vest.
That's right. That's right.
That guy is such a D.
That means you're on a lunch break from your accounting firm.
You and Biff.
This guy is such a D.
That's
you,
right.
Biff, and Tad. We're going to go get we're going to go get an acai bowl.
Espresso.
Get out of here.
Espresso at 1:15. A puffer vest. Anyway,
anyhow,
go get yourself one.
Yep.
Tickets at sfgiants.com. But we're giving you a chance to win a four-pack to that game Saturday night, this segment.
Number four.
Yeah, courtesy of Ghirardelli. So just keep listening. It's coming real soon. Four tickets, Giants A's Saturday. And I'd like to say this real quick.
Yep.
Like, all the stress of these Warrior games, you know what I'm looking forward to tonight? You want to know what I'm going to do tonight?
The Giants scoring more than one run?
God, I hope so.
Go Dodgers.
I'm gonna go home, and I'm going to cook up some burgers for the kids.
Okay.
And we're just going to watch a Giants game.
Yeah.
And we're going to kick our feet up. And, you know.
We're not going to yell at electronics.
Maybe there'll be.
Even if Lamont Wade goes 0-for-4.
Maybe there'll be a southpaw who checks the runner. You know what I mean?
Something simple like that.
Yeah. Lamont might be due for a 4-for-4. He was seen talking to Barry Bonds at batting practice today.
Lamont might be due for a DFA.
Whoa.
Sorry.
What happened to late night Lamont?
What's that? Well, it's only 4:20, and I'm not really pleased with what's happening. Okay? If you're all going to scream about Brandon Pajemski, I don't know how many of you have been paying attention. Lamont Wade's been worse.
Mm.
So they need better at-bats out of first base, period. So I don't know anyway, but we're going to watch a Giants game tonight. And by the way, they need a win. They've lost four games.
They have, yep.
Let's go. Can we get it together, please? Can we get it together, please?
Be nice.
All right. Corbin Carroll, get out of here. All right, let's go back to the phones. Mick in Los Altos. Hi, Mick. Thanks for calling.
Good.
Mick?
How you doing, Mick?
Good.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Are you there, Mick?
I don't know. He sounds like a bullfrog.
I think he's, we go to him one more time, like, and see if he makes the same noise a third time.
He's gone. Huh. Gone. Yeah, like, you ever hear a bullfrog? Like, we used to go to Yosemite every year and stay at the lodge, and there's a little pond back out back.
Oh, yeah.
And there's bullfrogs out there. And if you go at a certain time, usually dusk-ish or whatever, the rhythm of a bullfrog is, I mean, it's meditative.
This is good radio. This is great. Mick, call back.
Mick's my bullfrog, man.
I think Mick's back.
You got that. And he is. Mick. Oh. Mick, are you there?
Yes, I am. Oh. I'm setting up Bluetooth. Dying.
That's all right. That's all right, man. You're a bullfrog.
Mick, are you currently on a lily pad?
No, I am actually on my cell phone. Why?
Okay. Oh, just
checking.
Yeah. What do you got for
nothing
us,
nothing happened while you were gone.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Not a thing.
All right. So, a couple things. There was a foul. There was a clothesline with a clothes collar or the neck collar, as a football play goes. And there was I could see a WWE in a basketball game and a horse collar at the same time. But then again, I'm not the ref. The question is, were we prepared? I don't think we were. I don't think that having that much people in a game that we're thinking Steph's going to be is the one and all be all, but I think we need another point guard besides this of coming through the draft or not. I hope we can get Giannis, but I don't think we can get Giannis. And now the draft picks going on right now, I don't think we're getting close to something that actually be potentially second point guard in our system. So I hope that we win tomorrow, but if not, let's put the bench in. Nothing we can do about that tomorrow.
Okay,
thanks, Mick.
Thanks. I mean, I don't know what putting I don't know what putting the bench in tomorrow does for you if you're down by a bunch.
Well, I mean, you saw how they cooked.
Oh yeah, they cooked.
They made the starters stay out there. Something that Steve will say today at 5 o'clock, and like, it's a small consolation prize, but they did have to stick with those guys Pat and Gee were giving it to them.
Got it to single digits.
They did
when Gee hit that three to cut it to seven. I mean, I did sit forward on the couch just a little bit. I'm like, ooh, they're going to cover the spread. People are going to be mad.
So mad. I was getting excited.
But anyway, Mick's point about a point guard, I actually reject this because I don't even, I mean, this may be a bigger conversation for some other day. The point guard doesn't really exist anymore. I don't know what it is people need in terms of the quote-unquote point guard. I mean, the idea of Draymond as the point guard was brought up last night, and Jonathan Kuminga himself has been like, Draymond's a point guard. He's been the point guard for years around here.
Yeah.
So I know what you're thinking. I know you're saying, like, well, there was DeAnthony Melton's not on the team, and then now it's Brandon Pajemski, and we're all mad at Pajemski this week. We're furious with him. He's terrible. He stinks. Even though he had 26 points like a week and a half ago, and everybody loved him for 3 days. But anyway, I get it. But, like, that's not really a thing anymore. The Warriors don't even have, you know, Steph Curry doesn't play the way that you grew up thinking about a point guard as playing.
Like, but he ball handles, and that's
correct.
The term. So you need somebody who can be a ball handler. Draymond can do it. And when he's out and you don't have Steph, well, Jimmy can kind of do it, but it's not what he's best at. Then you go to Brandon Pajemski, because if you look at the rest of the roster, nobody... no on Kevon, no on Gary, no on Kuminga. Yeah. There are so many more no's, and that's why, other than, and people hate when I say this, but the intangibility of Brandon Pajemski, because he does a lot of the little things that most guys don't. So that's why Steve plays him. He can ball handle, and he makes the little plays that lead to winning a lot of times.
He also, like, I mean, like, to do this really succinctly, he rebounds.
Right.
Coaches love players who rebound. And so
he only had three last night,
which was
a bit of an anomaly.
Right, but he does. He consistently rebounds. And, you know, you can look at last night, and I've got nothing bad to say about him this week. But in 30 minutes last night.
Speak on it.
Is everybody ready? Buckle up. Here we go. In 30 minutes, Jonathan Kuminga had None.
None what?
Rebounds. Zero.
Offensively?
Anywhere.
Defensively?
So you fall in love with athleticism. Do you know what drives coaches nuts? Is when you can jump through the roof of a building, but you won't go get the ball. So, he's been awesome in this series.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not going to say anything other than that. But when Steve Kerr, in the past, has expressed frustration with regard to Jonathan Kuminga, it's about that stat. And he had none. Come on. Go get the ball.
Yeah, that's hard to do.
Like, zero?
Yeah.
Zero.
That's right. Zero. And that's been too often the norm as opposed to the exception. And Pods only had three. And by and large, he didn't have a great game doing the other little things, although he did have four steals, which I think is important when you talk about Brandon Podziemski. But everyone looks at the shot, which right now we can rightly say he is more than straggling. He is 4 for 24 in the last two games. His shot has been awful. And I was just going through the shot log, and about two or three of them were late clock. You got no other option. Desperation heaves, and including the opening possession of the third quarter where, all right, you got the lead. You come out with the ball, and it's a shot clock violation for the Warriors. Right, and it was finished off by Pods from 28 feet, a step back that drew only backboard. And it's like, really? That's what you're coming out of the locker room with? That was frustrating.
888-957-9570, the number. Let's keep going here. Giants tickets shortly, so stay tuned. Charlie in L.A. Hi, Charlie. Thank you for calling.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. I love something you said yesterday when I called in, Willard, but you said to not have expectations with sports because it's setting myself up for disappointment. Well, very disappointed, but on that note, I'm a Cal fan too, so it's kind of our specialty. So I'm able to handle it well, I guess, is my point. And I just wanted to respond to what some of the callers earlier have been saying, kind of questioning the defense and the effort. Also, I've switched from hopium to copium, so this is part of where this is coming from.
Nice.
But I think the defense isn't the problem. I really like the defense since we added Jimmy and have that Iguodala Draymond like kind of like two saws in line with each other on the defense. I just think the offense is so rough without Steph, and there's no way around it really, other than like maybe tweaks in internal development, but that'll always be a problem with the roster, that just you can't play good defense if Steph is out past a certain point. And that's why you see these stretches where just the offense gets too rough and the defense falls apart all at the same time.
Charlie, thanks. Appreciate it. Look, again, I'm in at the risk of sounding like a broken record. You're not wrong on any of these things, but as far as the connectivity of all of this on both sides of the court, it's going to be all messed up. It's just going to be all messed up because Steph Curry's not in there. They haven't done that all year. And I know, someone earlier was talking about how, hey, they've won without Steph Curry before.
Yep. 7-5 in the regular year.
Right. These are playoff games.
Yep. 0-3 in the playoffs.
These are playoff games.
And if you look at the 7-5, I was just, running through the games. They open up the year with a back-to-back against New Orleans. Not very good. Steph didn't play in either, and you won those. So if you want to go through and look at the games they won and the games they lost to Houston without him, and now you get in the playoffs, and you're right, Mark. These are a totally different animal. And to his point about the defense, I thought the defense was fine. It was not a huge issue, but the problem was, and the problem is going into tomorrow, you have nobody who can guard Anthony Edwards. Nobody. And I'm looking
I don't think that person exists.
Well, not on this team.
Not on any team.
I'm looking at the shots that he made, and he cooked Buddy a couple of times. He hit the one at halftime on Draymond and GP2. Gary couldn't guard him. And no matter who you threw at Anthony Edwards, he's just too good right now to be guarded.
888-957-9570. I think that way about all NBA stars, especially ones who have the offensive game that he has. If he's on, that's the deal. That's the deal. Like, this fan base has watched Steph Curry's entire career, and you know what it looks like when he's on. Good luck. Good luck.
Yeah.
There's nobody on the planet that can do anything about it. We laugh when people go, oh, Dellavedova.
The Steph Stopper.
He's a Steph Stopper. Okay, try again tomorrow. Steph Stopper, I have a different word for that or a different phrase for Steph Stopper. Steph was off that night. Period.
Well, he's been guarded. And
not really.
Amen Thompson, he shut him down in that series. And okay. You know, Steph went 1-for-10.
Yeah, now we're talking about at age 37.
Right. Well, still Steph is one of the best players in the association.
Yes, but
and Anthony
not,
Edwards, at game one, he did not have a great game.
No,
and
I'm
part
again,
of that was the Warrior defense. Yeah. Part,
like, again, you can try and they can be off. But if they're on, the defense they played on him last night was largely great. He just made it anyway. Now, there were a couple times, I will say this, there were a couple times when he got going in the third quarter when the Warriors were running at him at the three-point line and they left their feet.
Yep.
Don't do that.
Buddy did that, and they were in scramble mode. And
I know.
But Buddy flies
just
by.
It's a quick pump, step to the left, and it's a wide-open three, and he's going to bury that. But I give all stars that grace. I give them all this grace. You, like, if you're on, like, you're, I mean, Julius Randle's coming at you, and if he's on, what exactly are you going to do? What are you going to do about it?
Well, you're going to double him, and then it's going to be pass, pass, pass to an open shooter, and Minnesota's got a lot of shooters. And I'm looking at another play where they run a screen roll, and Jonathan Kuminga, he does not come up high enough to defend the ball on a switch. He laid back a little too far. Edwards three-pointer, whap, right in your eye. And that's an area of growth for Kuminga going forward, and a guy who needs to be better defensively and understand the situation that he's faced with.
No doubt. No doubt about that. 888-957-9570. Let's hit up Spencer in Oakland. Hi, Spencer. Thank you for calling.
Hey, folks. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
You know, just a couple things today. First, Steph, you know, when he's out, of course, it just pushes everybody up one slot. You know, it shortens the bench. And then, you know, when he's on offense, it's not like it's one-on-one. I mean, yeah, I mean, Thompson is one guy that might be able to, you know, slow him down one-on-one. But for the most part, it is a gigantic, enormous team effort to try and stop Steph. People are grabbing him. People are chucking him as he runs through. Most of the time, it's two people picking him up at half court. And that leaves people like Quentin Post and others open for, like, wide-open threes. You know, and of course, they're going to do much better when they have that kind of gravity on the court with them. So now it really is 5-on-5 as opposed to, you know, 2 or 3 on 1 and then 4 on 2 or 3. So that's just the unfortunate fact of when Steph is out, yeah, you've got to play more team basketball and you've got to execute perfectly to win. When it comes to the refs, what we were talking about earlier, I think the Warriors have two problems. Number one, I mean, I think we just have to face the fact that Draymond is on the blacklist. If the refs can, in any way, shape, or form, give him a foul, even if another foul was committed after or simultaneously from the other team, or even if we committed the foul and they can give it to Draymond instead because he did something first that on video could technically be construed as a foul, they're going to give it to Draymond. Yes, I mean, and just the fact that you guys talked about it earlier, whether they're giving him a flagrant or a technical, yeah, they don't want to necessarily be like the ones that put him out of the game for that reason, unless it is so blatant, it's ridiculous. But they would much rather, you know, strategically here or there, give him an extra few fouls to get him out of the game. And then the second problem they have with the refs is I look at Scott Foster's crew. Like, historically speaking, that crew is known to be harder on the Warriors. I mean, if you just look statistically at the record of Scott Foster when, specifically in the playoffs, when he refs Warriors games, I mean, the Warriors have done historically worse. I don't know if that's necessarily a Scott Foster doesn't like the Warriors thing, or if it's more of a Scott Foster just goes home at night and wants to know in the back of his head that, you know, he was the reason or a major part of the reason that a game turned out the way that it did. Maybe it's an ego thing. I don't know.
Yeah, I'll say this, Spencer. I like to have fun at the expense of the refs. I like to go after Scott Foster because he likes to be on the phone with Tim Donaghy 14 times a day, and all of those things. However, I do, at the end of all of my days, I just don't actually buy in on major conspiracy theories in the NBA. I don't think that they cheated so that Dallas could get Cooper Flagg, and I don't think that too many refs wake up in the morning thinking, you know what I'm going to do today? I'm going to get the Warriors. I'm going to get the Warriors, and I'm going to knock the face of the league out of these playoffs so that they cannot have ratings this weekend when Minnesota plays Denver or something like that. Like, I get it. I get why it feels that way. I sure. just don't think it's actually that way.
But last night, and I said this going into the game, that the crew tends to be one that doesn't call a lot of fouls.
Yeah.
You remember I said that?
Yes.
They called 48 fouls as a crew, and the Warriors shot 33 free throws to Minnesota's 26. So in terms of the whistle, and I know it's hard to look at four quarters when the fourth quarter was largely kind of over, but fouls wise, it was pretty balanced, and I don't really look at last night other than the one,
the flagrant non-call.
That was a bad one.
Yeah, other than that, I thought they were largely fine.
It was pretty much fine, and there was calls both ways, and they did actually call a lot of fouls.
Okay, there it is. It is time. Do not miss out. The Giants taking on the Athletics at Oracle Park this Saturday, May 17th. First 15,000 get a puffer vest. You can get tickets at sfgiants.com, but we're giving you a chance right now, right now, right now to win a 4-pack of tickets to the game, courtesy of Ghirardelli. Right now, be caller number 5 to our contest line. That is 415-523-4652. One more time, 415-523-4652. Those of you calling the regular line, you are going to lose. Call 415-523-4652. Good luck. Remember, if you don't win, tickets always available at sfgiants.com. Okay, Giants and A's coming up this weekend. But they got to do some work against the Diamondbacks first.
No doubt.
Coming up later.
And the A's right about 500, and so I wonder if they're still going to contest that cockamamie Bay Bridge Series block of concrete trophy that they used to do when the Athletics were located here in the Bay Area.
I hadn't thought of that. Probably not. I mean, the A's are just another out-of-town team now.
Yeah.
Aren't they?
Or maybe you could create something that's centered around the causeway, because you got to cross the causeway to get to where the Athletics play.
Yeah, but I mean, that's temporary in theory,
sure.
Right?
In theory.
No, you know what? If I were the Giants, and this is what I bet they'll do, I would do nothing. Don't give the A's and John Fisher the satisfaction of thinking that you're still, you're different. I get that, there's still a lot of fans here, so I know that the games are going to be very highly attended this weekend, and I'm not asking anybody to, not root for the A's. If you still root for the A's, that's great. But, if I'm the Giants, I'm not going to get nostalgic about it and treat you like you're still in Oakland when you treated Oakland the way you treated Oakland. No, bleep you. You want to be Vegas? Fine. You're just some rando from Nevada.
Yeah.
That's it.
I wonder how that will eventually affect Giants attendance. And I don't know if we've seen an uptick at all based on, Bay Area baseball fans not being able to go to other games.
I think they're, I'll get their attendance figures here in a sec. I think they're pretty good. I don't know how much of it has to do with the A's being gone. I do know that they're expecting very large crowds.
Oh, always, yeah.
No doubt. Coming up this weekend. Where from, Grandy? Dylan in Daly City. Dylan in Daly City.
Nice job, Dylan.
Thank you for listening, Dylan.
Yep.
And way to be Quick Draw McGraw. And you're going to the Giants game against the A's coming up on Saturday.
Attaboy, Dylan. Getting it done in Daly City.
Beautiful. Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. So congratulations. All right. We got more of you who want to weigh in. We're coming to you. Steve Kerr joins us in about 20 minutes or so. So that's right around the corner as well. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dibs.
This call will be recorded.
Oh my God!
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
I'm glad you did that, Grandy, because actually someone on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line earlier today requested that.
This call will be recorded.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was unsettling.
Very, very.
kind of like the Warriors series. A little unsettling.
This call will be recorded.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I actually threw out a few oh my gods last night where, you know, they keep scoring and the Warriors oh my God.
They were usually related to Anthony Edwards.
Or Pods.
Like, oh my God.
A couple of Draymonds too. Like,
yeah.
Just some of these, some of the passes where he tries to advance it up the court, tries to throw like a 50-foot pass. Unnecessary. Oh my God. Like, yeah. This game may be recorded.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
deleted, by the way.
Hopefully. I mean, there's only one way to delete it, and that's to go win the basketball game tomorrow night, which is no small feat whatsoever. Steve Kerr is going to join us. We're going to say about 10 minutes. It might be more like 15. They've landed in Minnesota. They're doing their maneuvering. They'll connect with us as soon as possible, but we'll be ready to go with Steve Kerr here shortly. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? All right. Let's keep going on the phones. 888-957-9570. Let's go to H in Oakland. Hi, H. What's going on? Thanks for calling.
Man, what's happening with my guys over here, man?
Yo.
What up, H?
Hey, you guys kill me, dude. Did you ask that dude if he was on a lily pad, man? Crazy.
That man was a bullfrog, Age.
Yeah.
That was a bullfrog. I know when I hear a bullfrog, and that was a bullfrog.
Oh, man, that was comedy, man. But, hey, look, last night, it was a bummer, man. It was a disappointment, man. I mean, I think that we had winnable games the last couple of games, and we just kind of flopped a little bit. It was depressing not having Steph. I mean, it's tough not having Steph, and just like you said, we topped heavy. But I do think they were winnable. I mean, just to come back and throw the garbage crew in and get within seven every time is kind of like, yeah, okay. You know, but, you know, I know it's the NBA, hard as hell during the playoffs. My hat's off to him, man. I mean, we just lost Steph and we got a problem. Jimmy, on the other hand, you know, I love Jimmy too. My wife and I were sitting on the couch last night and just like, damn, you know, he does keep going baseline and running right past the basket and throwing the ball out to the three-point line. And he wasn't really taking it to the rack. I mean, you know, we need you to score. We need you to be confident like you were in that other game. And I just didn't see it last night. Maybe it was something on his mind or something. Because, I mean, I tell my son all the time, man, you got to take it to the rack. And yeah, he plays AAU. And he's killing him now because, you know, he had to add a confidence, you know, just to really take it there. And now he's doing it. Jimmy has that confidence, but it's not the playoff Jimmy that we used to. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, I hear you with regard to last night, H, but did you feel that way about Jimmy prior to last night's game? Because I think the game three response from most people was, yeah, there's playoff Jimmy, no?
Yeah, no, totally, totally. That's why I was like, damn, you know, last night it was kind of crazy. But even in that game, he kind of, you know, baselined a little bit, was right at the basket and passed it out. Which, you know, it's the NBA, man. I mean, I'm no NBA player, so trust me, I'm not telling him what to do. But, damn, you know, I do think that this last game, he could have kind of took a little bit more control of that. I mean, he was kind of short on the baskets and everything else, which is fine. I mean, he's playing Anthony Edwards. Anthony Edwards is raw as hell. So, you know, I totally get it. I think that the zone defense that they were playing was bananas, though. I mean, you know, it was doing some real damage at one point, and it was stopping them. You know, I don't know exactly what happened. In the end, it kind of got a little bit crazy. But when our garbage crew came in and got us down within seven, and then we lost by five, it's just like, oh, it just was, it was hurting. You know what I mean?
No doubt.
Yeah.
H, thank you so much. What was your thought? Because I, you know, it's funny. I mean, not funny. That's not the right word. But, like, watch last night's game. I'm hearing what a lot of people are having to say about this today. And I go all the way back to a debate that you and I had, and Guru and Steiny were in on this too, and this was like weeks ago. This was way before the playoffs started. And the idea was, does Jimmy Butler need to be more aggressive scoring the ball, especially when the playoffs get here? And the debate was, and I don't really think anybody was wrong, but a lot of you, you included, were like, yeah, dude, score the ball. And my thinking was, no, like, be Jimmy Butler. And if that means scoring the ball, score the ball. If that means pass to an all, like, make the right play, which is what Jimmy always describes.
Yeah, that's what he says.
Is what
exactly
he's going to go do, make the right play. That was kind of my thing last night. I know a lot of you want him to shoot more, and I'm not against you. I, too, watch him get all the way to the hoop sometimes and then decide to not put up a shot. And I feel like, God, you'd at least get fouled, wouldn't you? But at the same time, I will forever support the idea of Jimmy Butler making the right play. But last night, I don't think he was great at that either.
No.
And he usually is. Last night was not one of those nights.
I'm just looking at the three games without Steph. 6 of 13, he had 17 points. They lost. They lost by a lot in that game, too. Then the game that was winnable, game three at home, 12 of 26. He was aggressive. He looked to score over and over. He had 33, and they lost a tight one last night. He took 9 shots. And for me, it was really in that third quarter stretch that I thought that he needed to be more aggressive, and I just was looking at the log. They went 5 minutes without a bucket, and Minnesota went on a 17-0 run over those 5 minutes, and that was the ball game, really, because they tied it at 68 on a Jimmy bucket, and then 17-0 run from the 8-minute mark to the 3-minute mark. The Warriors go 0-for-6 with 4 turnovers. Minnesota, Edwards hit a couple bunch of threes, and 17-0 run, and in that stretch, Jimmy took 2 shots and had a turnover. And the team went 0-for-6. They had 4 turnovers, so they didn't have a lot of opportunities.
Right.
And Steve will talk to this about the lack of connectivity
and space
in the offense.
And space.
And even to your point, like, Jimmy at least be able to drive in there and maybe draw a foul. Minnesota's done a great job of staying down on the pump fakes. And then when he drives to the hoop, if you've got 6'10 McDaniels and 7'1 Gobert, they don't need to leave their feet. They just put their arms straight up, and Jimmy, you know, he did not look like he had his elevation last night. He looked like he might have been a little under the weather.
What kind of pops to mind there too, and this is not, good Lord, I don't want to get into a Jonathan Kuminga conversation, because again, in this series, he's been fantastic. All in all, he's been fantastic. But what I notice is, go back to what Steve has always said when he's explaining why he made the decisions he made about Jonathan Kuminga. It's always been related, and I know people, well, it's because he hates him. It's because there's a smear campaign. What he has stated, agree with it or not, fine, but what he has stated is this is a spacing issue. When Jonathan's out there with Draymond and Jimmy, you have too many people who are not knocked down three-point shooters on the court at once, and it allows the defense the opportunity to really condense everything and clog the middle and prevent easy shots from taking place, even with penetration. Well, that's exactly what I'm seeing. That's exactly what I'm seeing. And a lot of times, those three players, at least two of them, at all times, are on the floor right now for the Warriors. And so when you look at the poor shooting percentages, or you look at specific players, even like Jimmy, where you're like, why aren't you shooting the ball? Dude, things are clogged up. They're clogged up because there just are not enough people on the floor right now who are threatening the Wolves from outside, and so they can totally jam the middle. And it's exactly what Steve has kind of said that they wanted to avoid. They don't have a choice anymore.
Exactly. They don't have a choice. No, because you don't have anybody you can play. I get it. And you can play Quentin Post, but defensively right now he's a liability, so you can't play him. Pods is 4 for his last 24 on all shots, so you don't have to really guard him. Gary hasn't been hitting the corner three. Draymond's good in the first quarter, and then the legs usually give out. Buddy Hield's the only one you really have to respect. So, yeah, you kind of have to play Kuminga because he's aggressive and he's able to get to the basket in ways that Jimmy's not right now. And definite tip of the cap to Kuminga for, was he 11 for 11 from the line last night?
Is that what it ended up?
I think 11 for 12. He did miss one.
Fantastic.
Yeah, but that's the one thing that we've talked about. Like,
free throws,
can you rebound? Can you make your free throws? And he was just absolutely devastating from the foul line.
I think from an offensive standpoint, I mean, to a degree, defensive too. You'd still love to see more rebounding. I didn't think he was very good in the second half last night. But come on, I'm going to give the guy grace. What you could have hoped for from Kuminga offensively in this series once Steph got out, my God, this is above and beyond. You could not have hoped even for this. The biggest, most optimistic fan of the Kuminga situation could not have thought he's just going to come in here and start doing 25 or 30 points every time you give him the opportunity. And I know there's plenty of fans out there like, we've been saying that all year.
Sure.
This is, again, without Steph in this situation, coming in relatively cold, yes, he deserves a lot of credit for the way he's handled all of it.
Yeah, and the way the Warriors have to play right now suits him better than the way they have to play if they have Steph Curry,
because they
shot 23 threes in game three, lowest in any game this year. They only shot 27 last night, and you're a team now that has kind of inverted what you like to do, and now Minnesota's the team jacking up threes, and so you're the team that has to chase the game because you don't have the three-point shooting. Minnesota was 16 of 34 from three, and they had everybody but two guys make a three. Six different players knocked down a three. Warriors were 8 for 27.
Yeah.
And even Buddy at 2 for 6 and Draymond 2 for 6, you had four threes from the rest of your entire roster. So the way the Warriors prefer to play, you're not built to do that right now. So that means Jimmy gets to the basket, JK gets to the basket, and you got to hope that some of your others can hit a three.
Steve Kerr in five minutes. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app and now coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.